You sleep okay?
Yeah, pretty good.
And sure, because I've been told I snore.
Who told you that?
My neighbors.
Oh. All right. Well, were a couple of times I thought I was sleeping next to a wood chipper full of croquet balls.
I'd use my sleep apnea machine, but it's got a breathing mask that I have to put over my face. It's not very sexy.
Wait, you have sleep apnea?
Yeah, the machine really helps cut down on the snoring.
For the love of God, use the machine.
Okay, I'll strap it on tonight.
Good. Do you have any mouthwash?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow. That's mouthwash. I thought it was wiper fluid. Get a cup or just want to stick a funnel in my mouth?
Actually, the cap doubles as a cup. Allow me to pour you a skosh.
Oh. By the way, your container of all-in-one shampoo, conditioner, and body wash is empty.
Yeah, I had to use it last night to pre-soak the dishes. I'll pick up another jug on the way home.
Some people buy their shampoo and conditioner in separate containers.
I know. Suckers.
Hey, where do you keep your hair dryer?
I don't have one. Usually I just shake dry like a Labrador. But I'll tell you what, I'll pick you up one from Sam's Club today.
Thanks.
Yeah, I saw a demonstration on one there. It was huge, like a sawed-off leaf blower. Damn near blew a toddler out of the shopping cart. It's Carl. Don't forget to leave the seat up when you're done.
Oh, dear God, he's clueless.
So has Molly asked you to empty out one of your dresser drawers so she could fill it with her feminine doodads?
Nah, she just brings a little overnight bag with her stuff in it. She packs it in and packs it out like a cat burglar that has sex with me.
You haven't found hair curlers on your toilet tank or a couple of emergency tampons in your medicine chest?
Nope, she leaves the scene of the crime exactly the way she found it, and the only fingerprints are on me.
Nice, but be careful. Women are nesters. Sometimes they'll bring something of theirs over and claim it's a gift for you. I remember once this woman I was seeing brought over a personal vibrator. Like an idiot, I used it and started mixing margaritas.
You know, come to think of it, Molly recently gave me an agave scrub sponge.
I'm sorry, a what?
An agave scrub sponge. What it does is it scrapes all the dead skin off your body, leaving you silky smooth. Feel this?
No.
Seriously, it's like velvet.
Oh, man, that's really soft. Samuel, touch that.
No, I will not touch your arm, and I will not pull your finger. Again. Taunt the immigrant, very funny.
Now, see, I'm guessing that's something she brought over for herself, but she's saying it's for you.
You think?
Absolutely. She's starting to move in. But stay vigilant, protect your man cave. Now tell me one more time. What's the name of that sponge?
Hey.
Hey, Mom.
Got enough pizza there?
We figured out if your sister answers the door topless, we get it for free.
Happy accident. When the doorbell rang, I thought it was the FedEx guy.
You want a slice?
No, I gotta get changed, and then I'm having dinner at Mike's.
Oh, not nice.
Yeah, he wants to cook for me. Probably bought a shipping crate full of spaghetti and an oil drum of marinara.
How come you guys never stay here?
You mean other than the fact that you walk around naked for free food? He's a little shy, and his place is more private.
He's a screamer, huh?
I hate when guys scream in their ears.
Trick is never let him near your ears.
Hi, I brought a pizza.
Victoria, it's for you.
I'll get this one, honey. You did the last three. Hey, you got garlic knots in there. I'll go grab my jump rope.
As a
it my imagination, or are we really starting to get the hang of this?
Yeah, it was pretty terrific.
For a while there, it was like we were in the zone, working together as one and anticipating each other's moves, like the 05 White Sox.
Is that why you kept coming to take me out to the ball game?
I had to, otherwise I'd have laid down a bunt before I left the dugout.
Do you mind if I finish up a little bit of work for tomorrow?
No, by all means, go ahead. It's important that you feel at home here.
You sure?
Yeah, we just shared the most intimate thing two human beings can share. At this point, cracking open your laptop is almost redundant.
Well, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Which isn't as funny as it used to be, because I had this kid in my class that was... Whoa.
If this is a turnoff, I could do without it.
No, I was a little startled, but it's fine.
I know it looks a little strange, but it does keep me from snoring.
Which is what makes it so hot. Please, leave it on.
Okey-doke. You know, you can get different colored head straps. I went with basic black.
Nice. Very slimming.
Good night, Molly.
Good night, Mike. Was right there.
She goes down for my lady. No more splash landings.
Morning, my little turtle dove. You making Papa Bear a cup of coffee?
Absolutely, Papa Bear.
Hey, did Goldilocks sleep out here last night?
Yeah, your bed's a little lumpy.
I guess it would be. It was my mom and dad's old bed. Hey. A surprise for him. Check this out. It's got 3 heat settings. You could bake a pie with this thing.
Thank you. It's very sweet. I'm going to go take a shower.
Hey, just to show you I've been paying attention, I took your hint and I bought you some shampoo and conditioner in 2 separate gallon jugs.
Swell.
Peach apricot. You're going to smell like a fruit salad all day long.
What's the problem with the mattress you already have?
Well, it's fine with me, but I heard my lady mention the word small and lumpy.
Huh. You sure she was talking about your mattress?
What are you trying to say, Carl?
Really? I gotta spell it out for you?
Hey, I'm bringing my A game, pal. I'm playing it slow and steady, varying my pitches just enough to keep her guessing.
Good, because you don't want her to look over the bullpen and signal to bring in the lefty.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Is there a specific type of mattress I can help you find?
Talk to him. I'm strictly a waterbed man.
Well, I'm looking for something that can accommodate 2, let's say, larger people comfortably.
Side by side, but sometimes stacked.
Are you thinking conventional mattress or perhaps memory foam?
Oh, my grandma's got one of those memory foam beds. It's like sleeping on a cloud. You know, a cloud that remembers the shape of your ass.
Everything I sit on remembers the shape of my ass.
Well, one of our more popular king sizes is the pillow top, which combines a posturpedic mattress with a cozy 3-inch layer of goose down.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's even softer than your silky forearm. I'm going for a test drive.
How is it?
Very cushy. It's what I always imagined sleeping on you would be like.
Scooch over. That's my side.
Well, you put a mirror on that ceiling, I could live here.
You show me a casket with one of these in it, you can kill me right now.
Boy, there'll be no getting you up in the morning.
You guys known each other a long time?
We've been partners for 5 years.
Turn on your side.
Butt to butt or spooning?
Spooning. Does that feel okay? Are you comfortable?
Yeah. The mattress is offering support while hugging the contours of my body. Switch?
Absolutely.
Oh,
God, I'm in heaven.
Yep. You have one happy girl in your hands tonight.
You buy this mattress, I think both you girls are going to be happy. I'll let you two discuss it.
Why is it at least 3 times a week people think we're gay?
Well, this one I get. I'm snuggling on a mattress. But when I wipe mustard off your lip, that's just me being helpful.
Hey, sweetie, where you been? I was starting to get worried about you.
Sorry, I had to go home and repack, and I fell asleep on the toilet.
Are you not sleeping well? Because I know how to fix that.
So do I, and it's in your holster.
What's that?
Nothing.
Hey, no more restless nights for my baby. Come, let me show you what I got.
Please tell me it's a jug of vodka and a martini glass the size of your head.
Ta-da!
You got a new bed?
Yeah, check out all the pillows. I was just going to get 2, but Carl said quantity gives it an Arabian Nights type of vibe.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Wait a second. You bought a bed for us with Carl?
No, I bought a bed for you with Carl.
Sweetie, sit down. We need to talk.
Did I do something wrong?
No. Buying a new bed for me was very considerate. Utterly clueless, but very considerate.
I'm not following. Are you happy or are you sad?
Ever since we started sleeping together, it's been right here.
There's a time we did it on the couch.
We need no cute talk right now.
I'll try, but I'm feeling pretty cute.
Seriously. You like me, right?
Are you kidding? I more than like you. I like you a lot.
I'm glad, because I'm dead-ass tired running back and forth between my house and your place every night. You need to start making my life a little easier for me.
How? I'll do anything.
Start spending some nights in my place.
Almost anything.
Mike.
Oh, come on. I don't think I could throw my A game with your mother and sister around.
Hey, I've been doing it on your mom and dad's old mattress.
Okay. I'll go pack a little overnight bag.
Thanks.
Hey, should I bring my agave scrub sponge, or do you have one at your place?
Bring it. That was mine.
Damn it, Carl was right. You are still going to sleep at my place sometimes.
Of course.
Good, because I paid $700 for that bed, and I want to lay on it with someone besides Carl.
Oh, guess who decided to finally sleep in her own bed? And by sleep, I mean...
Mom.
Good to see you, Mrs. Flynn. Victoria.
Hey.
Good to see you. What do you got in your bag? Golf clubs or an extra pair of underwear?
Let's just go upstairs.
Sooner the better.
Hey, when I go to bed, I'll put my headphones on so you can get as nasty as you want.
Keep moving. Where's the toothpaste?
Ah!
I want to go home.
Shake the snake a little too hard there, fella.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Flynn. No, I thought I noticed a calcium buildup on your towel grout, but upon closer surveillance, you're clean as a whistle. Good to go.
Thanks. What time's the luau there, big kahuna?
Yeah, apparently in my haste to pack, I neglected to bring pajama bottoms.
Top. No bottoms. Around these parts, we call that Porky Pig in it.
Okay. Well, don't worry. Tomorrow, I will be wearing pants at breakfast.
Well, that makes one of us.
Good night.
Good night. Goofy bastard. How'd my bottle of Vicodin end up in the crapper?
God, I could be in my new bed right now.
I heard you're a screamer, so I'm wearing my noise reduction headphones.
Appreciate it. Good night.
What'd you say? What did I say? Can anybody hear me?
What's my sister yelling about?
I have no idea.
Look, I really appreciate you staying here tonight.
Well, you've been lugging your stuff back and forth to my place all week, so it's the least I could do.
Wow. Thank you.
You know, we should probably wait till your mom and sister fall asleep.
Or we could just try to do it really quietly. Might make it sexier.
You think so?
Sure. Hey, we could pretend to be two high school kids trying not to get caught.
I'm not sure I know how to do that. I've only played the one high school kid trying not to get caught.
Oh, my God, Michael Biggs, ever since I sat behind you in the homeroom class, I've been, like, totally fantasizing about this moment, and I always hoped that you'd be my first.
Your first?
Well, I made out with Mindy Peterson once after cheerleading practice, but that was just an experiment, and I was, like, majorly thinking about you.
Okay, that got the home crowd standing. Mike's got the heat. Mike's got the spirit, too. Knock you off your feet.
Oh, Mikey! Are they doing it yet?
Good Lord, I hope so.
What? Boy, these things are good.
Mike, come on. Mike.
Morning, Mrs. Flynn.
Morning to you. How'd you sleep,
Mom?
What? I'm just asking the man how he slept.
He slept fine. Very restful. Thank you for asking.
Glad to hear it.
Did he make you some breakfast?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Really? I thought you'd be starving to death after winning the big game.
You're excused.
God bless you.
Go, Mikey!
You know, I gotta say, it's really kind of nice to have a man in the house.